choices. Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And Elena.
And we are thrilled to be with everyone for the pre-conference call. And we are really anticipating what is to come at the end of the week. Our teachers of light have led us precisely in all of the teachings, in every activation that they have given us in Seeding of the Divine Community since 2016. Our conferences have also been organized and presented within this precision. Each conference was built on the previous year's conference since 2016. 2016 was the base. It was just the basic energetics that were put in place that led us to the teachings in 2017 and then the conference each year. This year, Lord Metatron asked us to create a summary of each conference that was held since 2016. We want to thank Peggy Kerr and Janice Stewart for volunteering to create an in-depth summary of each of these conferences. And it was no easy task. When I relayed that to them and they said, oh, sure, we'll help, none of us had any idea how full those conferences were. So they are still coordinating it, and hopefully we will have those reviews by Monday or Tuesday, and we will send them to you. And we do not expect you to read every part of them before the conference starts, but just kind of, peruse them and remind yourself of some of the things that happened in those conferences because, you know, our memories aren't what they used to be. But anyway, we would like to thank Peggy. She did the 2018 and then formatted everything for us. And Jana did the 2016 and 2017. So thank you both from the bottom of my heart for jumping in and doing this gigantic task that I only gave you a week for.
And Peggy also did 2019.
Yeah, 18 and 19. I didn't say that. Okay. Okay. And anyway, we will send those reviews to you either Monday or Tuesday of this week so that you have them and you can, you know, look at them anytime you want. Anyway, the other thing that we would like to give great thanks to is Joe Jett for all his technical advice and help over the years, and also Katie Piercy, who has been our scribe since the very beginning. And I don't know what we do without her. And I know you value those transcripts of every call and every teaching that we have because it sure makes a review easy. Thank you. And Kimberly, oh gosh. She does so much for us graphically and sending out all the emails and technically also. I don't know what I do without her. I call her all the time and say, hey, Kim, this some work. So anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that have helped us over the years. And that means everybody, all of the love and support that you have given us and the entire community. Okay, now, if everyone would take a deep breath, I'd like to have Archangel Gabriel lead us in a centering meditation so that we are all centered. So if you'll take a deep breath and get centered in your sacred heart center, let go of all the thoughts of the day. And be very present in this moment. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I do not come as just an archangel. I come as an archangel of light, but a member of the angelic realm who has specific purposes. I want you to know that this conference is like no other conference that we have created with you. So with that said, let's take a deep breath and open yourself, be in your light body. Be in that beautiful light body. Activate your Merkaba field and enter the Merkaba vehicle of light in your light body. Now, one by one, file into the crucible. All the beings are waiting for your arrival. For you are the most important part of this conference. You are the beautiful beings of light who are beautiful beings of light who are in physical bodies. You are doing something that no one else can do, only you. Because you have a physical body and you have been very gracious to volunteer for this duty, to hold these light templates and the element of love stably within your physical body and within your consciousness. And for this, the entire realm of Source is grateful, because it is you who will lead others into the resurrection of their original state of being as a Christed being. So as you enter this crucible, this sacred space with us, each member of the non-physical part of this community greets you. The archangelics, the ascended masters, the Sirian Consortium, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Lords of Light, and the Elohim. And this year, taking a substantial place in our crucible, is the Andromeda Collective. So let us all sit in communion, joined in the beautiful Christed light, together, united, and filled with the love of Source. Take a deep breath and let us begin our meeting.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. That was beautiful as always. So welcome everyone as we gather for the 2020 Light Conference. Your conference begins with this call today. The conference is coming to you from the Angelic Light Portal and the Etheric Crystal.
Easy. Hey.
Quiet. Please make sure your screen is muted.
You'll see a couple of them. There will be.
Jody, can you please mute your screen?
There we go.
You got it, Joe. Thank you. Okay. All right. So I'll back up just a bit here.
Sharka needs to mute hers as well.
Okay. Everyone.
Please mute yourself. We are in session.
Okay. All right. So this conference is coming to you from the Angelic Crystalline Light Portal and the Etheric Crystal. Feel now as those energies are already beginning to move into your energetic field. These energies will continue to build daily throughout this upcoming week. So please make time to connect into these energies each day. Now, this conference is all about you. They always are, but this one's really all about you. So prepare yourself to receive. So be sure to add your intention for yourself each day as you prepare and your energy field is being prepared. Archangel Michael has requested that each of us create a sacred space to be used throughout the 3 days, which will not be disturbed by others in your home. He has also requested that you have your sacred space completed by Thursday evening. This is very important that you have it done by Thursday evening. As you create your space, do it with intention. And for those of you who are not on the call today who will be listening to this later, please follow these same protocols. So bring each item you wish to have into that space with intention. As you bring your crystals, your andaras, or any other stones into the space that you would like, ask that they support you throughout these 3 days together. So make your space as comfortable as possible. Have things like have your water or your blanket, your pillow, Kleenex, candles, paper and pen, anything that you think that you may need. So you can stay centered in the energies because these energies are quite potent. So let's talk about Friday morning. On Friday morning, please enter the Zoom room quietly and respectfully and be sure that you are muted, as the energies will have already been set in the room when you enter it. Now, once everyone is in the room, we will begin with each person having the opportunity to present themselves to the grand beings of light who will be present and to each other. So since we cannot physically hug this year, this will also stand in as our virtual hug. So each person will have the opportunity to say something like, hello, I am Milena. So during the next few days of this week, we'll send you an alphabetical list of everyone's first name. And if you'll just print that off, you'll know where you fall in the list. And that way we can not have so much talking over each other, hopefully, as you present yourself. So unmute to present yourself, and then please mute until we finish. Alexander, if you are here and listening, you are actually the first person on the list. John, Joan, and I will go first, followed by Kimberly and Jojette. And then Alexander, since you're the first A in the alphabet, would you begin? And then everyone else follow suit, please. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else I need to say right now. So if anybody has any questions about any of that, unmute yourself and please ask us now. Okay. We'll assume there are no questions.
If not, I know you'll be emailed.
Oh, there's Valley.
There's Valley.
Hi, Valley.
Would you just clarify Friday morning again really quickly?
Okay. So when you enter the Zoom room, and of course, we ask you to be very quiet and respectfully. Be sure that you are muted when you enter. And then after we begin, Joan will start saying, I am Joan, because we're going to have each person present themselves. And then John, if he chooses to be with us that morning. And then I'll go. And then Kimberly and Joe. And then starting from there, start alphabetically to present yourselves. Unmute yourself and say whatever you like to say. I am Valley. Okay. And then you will mute yourself after that. Is that what you needed to rehear?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question?
I actually have a question. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all day? Okay. You're muted. Joan, you're muted.
Joe muted everybody. He muted us too.
Okay. I was experimenting. So I know that I can mute all now. I thought hosts would be excluded.
Okay. We're good. I'm sorry, Janet.
We're good. You know, we're going to learn this technology and we're going to love it in our other meetings.
We're learning together.
I can unmute you. All I'm going to do is ask you to unmute
it's
you.
It's really not that bad. I've been hosting meetings since March and it's not bad at all. It's super easy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's so easy and we make it hard. Anyway, your question was, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the times are 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and it may run a little over that time, and that's daylight. We're still in daylight time. Okay, and then the afternoon, we'll break for lunch, and the afternoon sessions are 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. And there again, depending on, we have a tremendous amount of energetics that we are going to be downloading and receiving. So it may run a little later than that 4 p.m. or that 12 noon time. And there again, it's all those times are central daylight time. You will receive an email. Each meeting will have a different login. So the day before the meet, like Thursday, you'll receive those links for Friday. Friday, you'll receive the links for
Saturday, and so on. Now, the other thing you need to know that these, the not only are the video recorded, but there's a separate audio. And our webmaster has agreed to take those and compress the file so that the video doesn't take up such a massive amount of space on your computer. So you will be able to download the video and the audio the day after that particular day. So Friday's conference will be available sometime on Saturday and so on. Today's conference will be available sometime Monday. And how you are going to access that, it's a private page just for attendees of the Light Conference, 2020 Light Conference. So you will go to the front page of the website and you will click on Seating of the Divine, and there will be a category there that says 2020 Light Conference, and you'll just log into that just like you log into your private page, and all of that should come up. I will also, when Peggy and Jana are finished with these reviews, I will post them there so that you can access them. So hopefully there won't be any glitches there, and everybody will be able to get what they need. If not, email us. That's all I can say. We will not be very available during the conference because of the massive amount of things that are going to go on each day and the energetics that are moving and that we are having to bring forth to you. So personally, we're not going to be able to hold your hand. And if you're really having technical difficulties, I mean, of course, email us or contact Joe or Kimberly, and they will help you as best they can.
Right, so just
email them, right. You know, don't call them, just email them.
Just be patient with us because, you know, it's all new technology, and we may have to work out some bugs as we go. But Joan and I will definitely not be in a left brain space to to be able to help with any technical stuff, particularly once we get full on into conference, because we have to tell you, shoot, these energetics are kicking our butts.
Anyway, that brings up another point. Be sure to ground yourself every day. Mm-hmm. So that means when you go to lunch, eat a little something, you know, don't stuff yourself to where you want to go to sleep, but eat something substantial in your body to ground these energies, because we are telling you they are massive. It is the beginning of a whole new iteration of what this group has been called to do. We have laid all the foundations. Now we're moving into a whole different energetic space.
Yeah, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. So yeah. Be kind to yourself. Allow yourself to rest in the evening. Ground yourself every day and eat, you know, nutritious food that helps ground your body.
Well, Joan and I thought we had a really good handle on everything that was happening, and I flew in on Wednesday. And I guess to set the tone to say, well, maybe you don't have as much together as you thought, as I was flying from Atlanta to Little Rock, Archangel Michael came, and I fly Delta in the middle, seats open on Delta. So he came and sat down. He said, may I join you? And I said, well, of course. And we just chit-chatted a little bit. And then before I knew it, he was downloading this whole other thing that had not even come into our awareness. So they have been really present and really working us. So really be prepared when you come into the room on Friday. Try to have a little something, eat a little something before you go in, because we want you to stay conscious so you can receive this, everything that's coming in its fullest. And everything in the past, last year I thought was huge. The year before I thought was huge. Well, those pale in comparison to what's coming if we're able to hold the energetics of it. So just be kind to yourself and ease into it and set that intention every day, because we want you to flow right through it very easily, you know, as we go into this weekend. But we are just beyond excited about what our potentiality is this time. And so when you go to bed Thursday night, I want you to really look at yourself in the mirror. Deep. Look into yourself. Because on Monday morning, when you look back in that mirror again, you won't see the same person from the same perspective. That's how big this is.
Well, and I'm sure you all realize that just because of the teachings, and they were pushing us in those and the energetics within those teachings. So this is just a, you know, moving forward. So anyway, is there any, are there any other questions that you need an answer for?
Yeah. Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Hi, Melina. And I'm so happy to see John here. He's so wonderful. I obviously made a mistake here. I have to be in work at 5 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And you said it might run over. Now, you know how close I live to where I work and all that. Do you think I can do that? Do you think I'll be able to actually physically make it there?
Well, if it runs over and you need to leave.
Or do you mean the energetics?
You're going to get the energetics. Don't worry about that. If it runs over and you have to leave, you can get the information on the recording.
Right. I like everything to be, you know, continue.
Heidi.
Yeah, me, yeah. It's just,
well, hopefully we won't, but we have no way of knowing that.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay.
And we'll try to keep within those time parameters, but once the process starts, even though we have it organized and all laid out, you know, in the middle of a conference, things change.
Right. Okay, so maybe I could just, like, mention this. If we have questions and answers, like right now, if that could be at the end, because I'm willing to walk out on a question answer and not necessarily a meditation and an activation. And, you know, I have a real hard time with that.
Right. We understand that. But most, like Friday, I don't see any question and answer after, because you're not going to be in a space to formulate a question. And I'm not sure we'll be in the space to
answer it.
Answer it for you.
So that probably Friday and Saturday, we will have a group discussion probably Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And that probably is not going to help you much. But,
okay.
You know, unless we see that there is confusion or some kind of energetic something going on, then we will open it up to a discussion.
And, you know, if we go through a process and there's something you didn't quite understand, shoot us an email. If we can, we'll address it, you know, if it's pertinent to what's happening, but we don't want to get bogged down in what's done, because the next thing is pressing. Because there's a lot to come in this 3 days.
Okay, well, so then, like, the difference between this one and the last ones we've had, we are just going to be receiving.
Correct.
We're just open to receiving. Okay, thank you. I will work with this accordingly. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. In 2 weeks, I forget. We have a community call at the end of October. Mm-hmm. And so I'm on that community call. Please share. Please, you know, say, I didn't understand this, but, you know, just kind of go with the flow of the energies. Don't
get bogged down in your mental mind with this, because you cannot. If you stay in your mental mind, you will lose what is coming into you. Okay. So just hold it, let it be, let it integrate, and then, you know, we'll come back to it on the community call, unless there's something really that was misunderstood in your space.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay.
All right. Be sure you're muted. Everyone take a deep breath. And be in your sacred heart once again. And please prepare to receive Archangel Michael.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Michael. I come not just as an archangel. I come in the configuration of a Lord of Light in that quadratic configuration with myself, Metatron, Melchizedek, Uriel, and we are the orchestrators of this light conference. We are the primary teachers and presenters of what is to be activated and brought into your elevation, activation. This whole conference will prepare you for an initiation, another initiation into light body. As you know, the first two initiations were very potent energetics. It changed your consciousness tremendously. It empowered you at a level that you had not known in this body. And this is another massive initiation into the light body, into and also providing a level of ascension that humans at this, in this time sequence, have not seen. And you, as you, we have told you, are the forerunners, the ones in the physical body will that will transform not only the physical body, but the consciousness of all humanity, as well as elevate your consciousness to a level that you had not expected in a body. So understand that you are so supported in this crucible to attain these levels of initiation and ascension. You have every angelic presence around you to hold you and uplift you. You have all of the master realm and their expertise as they ascended the earthly density. You have the great teachers and lords of light who bring forth the energetics that help the energetics transform into a more light expression of yourself, both physically, mentally, mental, emotionally, and in your consciousness. You have all of the great star beings of all the stargates, the Andromeda galaxy, who has gifted us with an etheric crystal that holds these massive energies as we introduce them and as you embody them. This helps the earth tremendously. It helps the crystalline grid. As you know, there are three levels. We have talked about this before. And the primary purpose of that, of the angelic portal, was to clear that first level, the level that you know of, the more physical level. And for the great part, because of what you are doing and what each one of you contribute in the Gridmaster transmissions, we want to report to you that for a great deal of that first level has been cleared, and we will monitor that and keep that at a substantial level, because through you, this initiation, and through you, that second level will begin to be entered through the Andromeda galaxy and all of the things that they held for Earth when Earth fell to such an extent, all of the massive crystals they held energetically and precisely. So this second level, we will begin starting in 2021, we will begin to work not only at that first level to enhance the crystals in that first level and clear any distortion, but we as a group will begin to enter that second level. And it will bring up, it not only, it does need clearing, but there are a lot of very valuable energetics stored in that level. And so this is what we are going to address in these three conferences. This is what is to come in the energetics, in the various things that we will present to you over the 3 days. So with that said, we want to assure you that everything is attended to, that you are fully, fully supported in any way that is necessary so that you will be uplifted in the most auspicious way that you can be uplifted and changed into that more refined being of light that you had forgotten. So with that, we would like to close this meeting, and we look forward to the beginning of our conference. We look forward to being with you in unity and in love. And as the final piece of this call, we would like to present to you a musical rendition of just how supported you are at that angelic level. So now take a deep breath and allow yourself not only to enjoy, but to really receive the upliftment and the time that we are together, and when we are not together, how you are fully loved and supported.
One moment.
Kimberly has to start it. Here we go. There we go. Enjoy. And we look forward to this conference.
You're muted, Kim. You need to unmute yourself.
All time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. tired of the straight line, and everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves at your back. The storm keeps on twisting, keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. Escape one last time. It's easier to believe in this sweet madness, all this glorious sadness that brings me to my knees in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
See you Friday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody on Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.